Good morning. Time for a cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us, we have Verdon School Superintendent Mickey Edwards on the show. Mickey, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, George, for having us.
And we have Minco Superintendent Kevin Sims. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, George. Thanks for having us on today.
Man, it's getting to be that time already here. Back to school, just a couple of weeks away for some school districts. And we wanted to bring Mickey and Kevin in today to talk about what's happening with their districts, what's been going on over the summer as they get ready for the school year. So a big thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors, and they are Stanley Systems and Kennedy Bank of Oklahoma. So, Mickey, let's get you going up first and just talk a little about some things been going over the summer over there at Verdon.
Sure. Been a busy summer for us. You know, it seems like every year that the summer continues to go faster and faster. But
that happens when you get older. That's what they tell me.
That's what I'm afraid of. Yeah. But no, just our maintenance staff and our people have been super busy over the summer, done a great job. All the buildings are coming together and look really good. Carpets cleaned, walls painted, you know, sprucing everything up, ready for the teachers and the kids to come back. But a couple big projects that we had over the course of the summer, we did some baseball field seating upgrades, our two side bleachers. We got shades over the top of them now and have a couple sets of aluminum bleachers coming in to replace the old ones that we've had there. And then doing some remodel work in our gym. I'm going to sand the gym floor down, get some updated logos and paint on of it, and then just some cleanup and improvement to our home bleachers there in the gym as well. So a couple projects that we're pretty excited about. And then outside of that, some curriculum upgrades. Got a couple new classes that we're going to try to offer this next school year. We're going to add a forensic science class at the high school.
How'd that come about?
Just visiting with our teachers and some of our kids, trying to find some things that they might be interested in and trying to explore a little bit to offer something new that we haven't had in the past. And so that topic came up. I don't know if that was CSI Miami, you know,
those,
come
yeah.
influence that or what. But anyway.
Who's going to teach?
Miss Robinette. Mm-hmm. She's going to teach that for us. And so excited to kind of see where that takes us and the kids, you know, get a chance to work with some of those things.
Get some hands-on stuff.
Yeah,
right?
You bet. A lot of lab stuff that goes with it as well. So. And then we're going to try to add a construction class as well. And so we have a teacher up there that has some experience, Mr. Moreno, kind of in that construction field. And so just working with those kids to maybe offer them a future career in some carpentry. He's going to go over some business plan ideas, how to draw up estimates and those kinds of things with them as well. So pretty excited about both of those.
Is that going to be for like juniors and seniors? Or
Yeah, it'll be a high school elective mm-hmm. class for them.
All right, very good. Kevin, let's talk about what you've been doing up at Minco.
Well, you know, a lot of the same when it comes to being prepared.
Maintenance and all that.
Absolutely. A lot of walls painted and kind of our floors re-waxed and our carpets cleaned. We're ready to go. Also, one thing we did this summer, was we added air conditioning but we replaced all of our air conditioning in the elementary. It was about a $250,000 project.
Wow.
So it came with a hefty price tag, but our newest model over there was put in place in 2000. So most of them were put in the mid from 95 through 98. So they were old. That needed to be replaced. Mm-hmm. So we're working with DeHart Air Conditioning on that. They're doing a fine job. In fact, they're working on that today. So that's something that I think the community is really happy about. And the elementary teachers are really happy about mm-hmm. as well. But it's been a very busy summer. We've had to make a lot of hires and hire some new teachers, new staff. New ag teacher named Kevin Osborne, who his family comes from Tuttle. He's a fourth generation cattle rancher from Tuttle, and he was also a Pistol Pete back a few years ago at OSU when he was a student there. And he's about 6'7".
Wow.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way to get him on the basketball court and maybe the football field. He's a good, fine young man, mm-hmm. and he has been in Texas for the last 3 years, a permanent shop teacher. So we're really going to improve our shop classes and welding. We're investing some money in there as far as a plasma cutter and some other things like that to really build a good shop program once again at Minco. So we're excited about that.
Good to get into trades, as Mickey was saying.
Absolutely.
Get the kids some experience, and you never know.
Yeah, and then, you know, it can kind of help them make a decision if they want to go to the career tech mm-hmm. For welding or metal fabrication or something of that sort. So really excited about that hire. A new special ed teacher. We created a new special ed position. We have some students coming in that are, for lack of a better term, severe and profound, if you will, and they can't communicate, they can't talk, and so we hired another teacher and a couple of aides to help that situation out as well, and a new Algebra 1 teacher, and a new coach named Brad Pinnick, who will be an assistant football and baseball coach for us.
USAO alum, right?
That's right. Yeah. And he comes highly recommended, and we look forward to having him. Been at Kingfisher. He coached at Bethany a few years ago and in the Putnam City District. So he's well-seasoned, and he'll do us a good job.
Mickey, let's talk about one of the big issues over the summer recently is about and state legislature passed a bill and signed by the governor, for no cell phones at schools. I mean, that's a state law now, and you supers have had to kind of try to deal with that.
Sure. Great idea. The phone continues to be a bigger and bigger distraction for all of us. Trying to find a way to regulate that. Not a huge change for us over there. We've kind of had a cell phone ban all along while the kids are in the school building, not supposed to have it. Obviously, I'm not naive enough to know or to think that it wasn't going on some. Mm-hmm. So our biggest logistic or thing to work through is just what to do with that, to regulate it, to make sure. And so we've worked with the principals over the course of the summer and worked out some things in order to try to collect those, when the kids come in or they have to leave them outside of the building.
Is there going to be like a site decision on the principals at the elementary and schools?
We worked over the language of it and added it to our student handbooks. So
what's going to be the process when the kids come to school?
Yeah.
So what will they do?
So they'll come in, and whenever they go in, we have phone lockers that they can put those in, or they can leave them in their vehicle outside of the school. The main thing is just that if they're caught with them, then they will lose the option of leaving them in their car or anything else. They'll have to check them in at the office. And we set some timelines for those. Like the first offense will be 2 weeks. You won't have any other option but to check yours in at the office, pick it up at the end of the day. I think their kids, we have great kids over there. They're pretty resilient to all these things. It's a couple weeks of training, like we all have, anytime there's something new, but they adapt pretty quick. So I don't think it'll be a huge deal for us, but I am excited about the lack of distraction that will be in the classroom. I think it'll be good for the kids there.
You did mention that some kids leave the high school for lunch, so they'll be able to pick up the phones and take them to lunch.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So the mandate is while on campus is the way that the bill reads. And so if the kids do leave campus for lunch, they'll be able to take their phone with them to lunch, check it back in whenever they come back from lunch. So many kids today use the phone for everything. We have a large percentage of our kids that use like Apple Pay off of their phone. That's how they pay for lunch and things. And so obviously they need it for that. Just to ease parents' minds driving around town, if they were to have an accident or something, they do have their phone with them. And so they will have it for that time and check it back in after lunch.
All right. Kevin, how about Nico?
I plan on sending out a morning text every day to let them know they ought to use their cell phones.
Yeah.
Just a joke. This year, had a similar situation in place as to Mr. Edwards. We had phone lockers in every classroom. And so as a student walked to each class, they would check in their phone. Well, the law changed. It's bell to bell. And so they're not allowed in passing period or what have you. Right now we're going to request that students, leave them in their vehicles. We'll be able to check them at the office if they so desire, or if they have them, they need to keep them put up in their backpack or something like that. And, so this will put a little bit more on the teachers to monitor that a student is not using a cell phone. We'll see how it goes. And then there's some minor discipline consequences and to the point that if you don't have a cell phone at all on campus is where that would lead to after several or a few, I think like three or four times you violate the policy, then no cell phone at all on campus or other electronic devices. We don't want any smartwatches or anything like that. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge at first, as Mickey said, but we're going to get through that, and it'll become the norm after a while. But I'll be honest, that, you know, it's been a little controversial with some parents. They don't like it, but it's the way it is. It's the law, and we're going to follow that law.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. We're talking to Kevin Sims, superintendent of Minko Schools, and Mickey Edwards, superintendent of Verdon Schools today. So, Kevin, just as we look forward to the future for Minko Schools, I know you've been pursuing or been advising some of your patrons that, hey, we're probably going to have a bond issue this next year. And you've made a lot of improvements. I mean, a brand new high school over recent years. And so it's been Minko's been growing.
Yeah, we have, and you know, we've been had good fortune to have a high valuation. So, the tax impact on the local patron has been very limited, and so we're grateful for that. We ran a bond in 2023, as you know, for a football field and track and new field house, and it failed pretty miserably. Originally, that plan had an ag show barn with it that we could have put in place, and we wound up just not having enough money. And so we obviously have to be honest, and we explained the situation. And people didn't like that. They wanted, not that they were so opposed to building a new football stadium with a track and all of those things.
Turf field and all that.
Yeah, not so much opposition to that as, well, we're not doing enough for the other students, so to speak. And so that was a very big argument. So the next time we run a bond, our goal is to move our football field with a new track out to where the high school is, our baseball and softball fields as well, if the dollars permit. And also a new ag show barn will be definitely included in this. We're looking at what property we're going to put the show barn on at this point. That's not fully decided. But we're looking at probably after August of 2026, so there'll be a lot of planning that's already gone into it, but it'll really a lot of finalization of the plans, especially in the springtime. It's a big opportunity for Minko. We have a lot of new growth financially coming from a solar farm, one of the largest in the state. The Rumble Solar Project is being built up there. A couple of battery storage units that is pretty interesting. You go out and you see, like, we have, it's like 10 acres of these large boxes. That's all it really looks like. And they store electricity. Right now, the newest battery facility that has been recently built is for the wind farm. They're also building one of those for the solar farm. So we've got some real value coming to our district, and you know, we really need to jump on it. The high school is about to roll off, and here, which is hard to believe,
yeah, the bond.
But yeah, mm-hmm. that bond's about to roll off here in another year and a half, or 2 years rather. So it's amazing how fast that process has gone. So we have some opportunity ahead of us as a district. And, you know, further out in the next couple of years, we're going to look at some classroom additions for the middle school, high school, and elementary.
What's the ADM for you guys right now?
Last year we finished at about 635. So we've had some growth up in that area. And I don't know, George, if you knew this or not, but a developer has developed 87 lots just to the south and west of in our district for home building. And so we really feel like, especially if interest rates come down a little bit, we'll start seeing a lot of building. And I know we're already picking up some families that that are building there right now. So,
all right. Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks so much. All right, Mickey, how about what's the ADM for Verdon these days? And
Yeah, we finished last year at around 355, 354, which was up about 30 or 40 kids for us from what we've had in the past. So we're kind of seeing that uptick in enrollment as well, which is great. You know, more kids just gives us a chance to offer some more programs, more activities and things. And so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, both you guys are big in ag, Minko and Verdon. I mean, FFA, 4-H, just they're going to be showing at the county fair here pretty quick, and you know,
yeah, ag is huge for us. We've also seen tremendous growth the last couple years in our shooting sports programs. You know, archery we've had for quite some time, but over the last about 5 years we've added trap. And so we have a trap team and sporting clays.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been great for us. We actually have a practice facility out there on the campus now that the kids can practice at. Mr. Bowles does a tremendous job with them, and they've even been traveling over the summer to a few shooting events and different things. And I actually got to watch them this weekend out in Clinton. They had a shoot out there, and so we had a couple kids. Coulter Tharp, he finished runner-up, I think, in the high school division, and then Jason Padgett, I think he finished third place in the junior high division out there. And so it's been a great program for us. We're pretty excited about it.
Briefly touch on your sports programs. Of course, you don't have football, but you've got softball and baseball.
Sure, yeah. We have fall baseball and fast pitch softball. So Coach Edwards, Coach Hammonds, doing a great job. Those guys have started practice this week and are getting geared up, looking forward to, you know, exciting seasons. Baseball, have some good young kids coming up. Lost four seniors last year that were very important for us, but got some really talented kids coming behind them. And so they'll gain some experience over the fall and, you know, be ready to go. And then softball's the same way. Lost some key seniors last year, but have a freshman pitcher coming and Callie Butler that we think has a chance to be pretty good. And, you know, some kids right in front of her, girls in front of her that play some key spots for us. And so they're looking forward to a good season as well.
Kevin, how about Minko? Of course, you've got those sports and football, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, football, obviously, in the fall dominates the fall, mm-hmm. and it's always a fun time. A little change this year is Brady Wardlaw, Brock's brother, went to Kingfisher, and he's going to be the offensive coordinator for the Yellow Jackets. But, you know, Coach Wardlaw, he's done a tremendous job at Minko, as you know, and we look forward to another season. And our kids, our athletes are working exceptionally hard in the Bulldog Iron program that we do in the summertime. And softball, I went out to a practice today and talked to the girls for a little bit. And we also have volleyball. This is our second year for volleyball. I talked to those girls for a little bit today as well. And, you know, it's just a busy time. And here in 3 weeks, Mick, it's going to be real busy.
Yeah. It's coming up quick. It's right on top of us for sure.
All right. First day of school for Minko.
August 14th.
For Verdon?
August the 7th.
All right. It's coming quick. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
To Mickey Edwards from Verdon and Kevin Sims from Minko Schools on our Cool Conversation program today. And a big thanks to our sponsors, Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems, for being with us.